Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Stella Blue Coffee is more than just great coffee. It's coffee with a purpose. Introducing We Brew to Rescue, a nationwide campaign using proceeds from our new ready-to-drink cans to help fund 1,000 pet adoptions this year. Every can you crack open helps a real pet find a real home. Simple as that. Made with 100% Colombian coffee, each 11-ounce can delivers smooth, drinkable energy with a boost of protein. Available in espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. Built for mornings, long days, and everything in between. Drink Stella Blue, fuel your day, and help save a pet's life. You can follow our progress in real time throughout the campaign by watching the adoption tracker on our site. Grab yours now at StellaBlueCoffee.com. Amazon and select retailers nationwide.
Welcome to the bracket, episode 123. Today we have a real bizarro crew. No Nick or KB or Shay today. We have a lot of weird shit going on in the office today. No Tommy Smokes. He's too busy with the Montana boys. He's been really just all out of sorts.
Unbearable today, right?
Unbearable.
This might be the worst Tommy Smokes day ever.
Yeah. Either a whole office reeks of cigarettes because he's trying to smoke to look extremely cool, and he's just smoked like 18 cigarettes inside the office. So it's been a fun day.
Did he look cool? Yeah, did he look cool?
Probably did.
No. Not at all. He doesn't look... He looks horrible.
How many do you think he would have to smoke before it started looking cool? Because I feel like he can get there once it feels more natural, like an extension of his body.
So he's wearing a pink cowboy hat while he's doing it, which hurts.
Yeah, that's tough.
With cut-off jeans that Ken Jack cut for him.
Yeah, cut off like right in mid-thigh. So it was a tough look to try and make look cool. But today we're doing the best sitcom, bracket of the best sitcom. We're not doing anything animated today, just as a note, if you're looking for like Simpsons or Family Guy or whatever. No animated, that could be a whole separate thing. Only live action. We have a good eclectic mix of ages here too, I think, for the most part. A lot of like, Glennie's, you're probably the youngest here. I think you are probably the oldest here. But we have a nice mix of everything in between. And then obviously we have Mincy in here too. First time on the bracket as far as I'm aware of.
Hell yeah, thanks for having me. Glad to be here. I got like a lot of the 90s, 80s sitcoms from my childhood, so I'll be kicking it old school here a little bit.
All right, Minty, we're gonna hold strong there.
That's great. Clemmer was so pissed when I first told him the concept because he's like, you're going to have all these old ones. No one's going to know what they are. No one's going to pick them. No one's going to vote for them. But I think we have a good mix here today. But before we get to those, let's talk about Game Time. Look, you know you could get tickets to any Yankees or Cubs or White Sox or let's see, what's Mincy's got going on right now? What sports teams do you like that are
man?
Up right
I wish now? I wish I was in the blender for Lakers Pels playing tonight for damn sure in New Orleans.
The Pelicans game, you get them for a Mets game, you get them for Rangers, best team in hockey right now.
The best team in hockey game. Season's over for us. 82 games, President's Trophy winners. We got some playoffs coming up.
And New York sports
Game Time will get us there. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, New York sports having an actual kind of moment.
Mets
right
won eight of the last 11.
Yeah, I mean, after that start, too, seriously.
Yankees are red hot. Yankees are a fantastic beast.
Shout the Knicks out. This feels like 94, brother.
Knicks are really good.
Two seed, right?
Yeah.
First time, well, not first time, but 1994, New York Rangers, number one seed, President's Trophy winners, Knicks, two seed, both went to the finals.
We're going full retro.
Yeah.
OJ's in the news.
OJ's is back in the news. Same year as OJ in the news.
It's 94 over again.
That's right. And you get all those for super cheap with Game Time, the official ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. You shouldn't have to worry about when you buy tickets for your next big event. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets to all the sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. They got flash deals for sudden discounts, zone deals for when you're feeling flexible, and their lowest price guarantee, which means that if you could find the same seats for anywhere for less, Game Time will credit you for 110% of the difference. Game Time is the best place for last-minute seats with up to 60% off your favorite events. So what are you waiting for? I think I'm gonna do Yankee game. I haven't done a Yankee game yet this year, and they're like Clemmer was saying, red hot, actually fun to watch. So I'll go watch them. Good, take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code bracket for $20 off your first purchase. Terms do apply. All right, this was legitimately, I think, the hardest bracket I've ever had to seed in my entire life because it is so subjective. It's very difficult to keep like honest because there's some shows where I'm like, this is empirically better than this show, but like it's on a different network that was no one's watching. So it's very tough to seed. I did it as objectively as I humanly could. So forgive me if your favorite show isn't the number one seed. So the first matchup is number 5 seed versus the number 12 seed. The number 5 seed is Friends, which I know, Glennie, for a fact, I know you're a huge fan. Are there any other big Friends fans here?
I had sisters. It was on the background, but no, I can't say.
I mean, it was a gigantic show.
It was huge when I was coming up, but I always liked Friends, but loved Seinfeld when they were back to back.
Same.
It's kind of my thing.
Yeah, I think that's probably the big prevailing kind of thought here, right?
It is wild. Like Mizzou's saying, like on the same night you had Friends, Seinfeld, and ER. And don't forget, Friends and ER debuted the same day.
Jesus.
Like imagine that for NBC. That's crazy.
NBC does have like the lion's share of all of these, by the way. It's crazy. And that's going up against the number 12 seed. Another one where it's like, it's such a good sitcom, but I had to seed it lower than I would have wanted to, which is Arrested Development. Arrested Development is so goddamn funny. Hysterical, but it's only got like, what was it, four seasons? And then the fifth with Netflix, and not a ton of people watched when it first came out, but it is just so fucking funny. So Friends versus Arrested Development. Start with you, Glennie Balls.
Yeah, I mean, I'm obviously going to go Friends here. I'm a massive, massive Friends fan. Basically, was my childhood. I believe the finale premiered May 6, 2004. That was the first episode I ever watched. And since then, that was my childhood. I just watched Friends.
That was the first episode you ever watched was the finale.
I was 8 years old. I was watching my mom. I remember I thought it was so fucking funny watching Chandler shake all the foosball players' hands. Good game when they had to break the foosball table. And that's literally, like, I watched Friends my whole childhood. So, sure, I've watched them. I've watched Friends more than Entourage. Like, I've watched Friends constantly. So, Friends is my favorite show. I know it's going to get killed here. I know Friends, a lot of dudes think Friends is like girly now. I know I'm just going to get killed, but Friends is my pick, obviously.
Do you never watch Arrested Development?
I never have, but either way, Friends is my pick.
I think you'd like it.
But yeah, dude, everyone gives Friends this like girly aura around it.
I don't think it's got a girly...
Like, Joey and Chandler's all-time classic bro stuff. I love Friends, but it's going to get killed, I know.
Clemmer?
Friends is fine. Like, it's hard. Like, growing up, like Vince was saying, like, you always compared it to Seinfeld, unfortunately, which is really tough because Seinfeld, in my opinion, the greatest sitcom ever. Like, so it's hard to compare those two. I laughed more in one season of Arrested Development than I've ever laughed in Friends. Like, Arrested Development's so great. I will say the last season, the Netflix season, is one of the worst. I mean, that's a war crime, the last season of Arrested Development, like in Netflix. It almost ruins the show for me, but I rewatched seasons 1 through 3, and they hold up. They're fantastic. Arrested Development's one of the funniest, smartest shows ever.
Mm-hmm. Chief?
So I haven't seen Arrested Development. Is that still streaming somewhere?
When it came out, the new season came out on Netflix, I think they had it all in there. I don't know if it's there anymore. Okay. So.
Yeah, I think I have to go Friends by default just because I haven't seen Arrested Development.
That's totally fair. Mincy?
So I liked Arrested Development a lot, but Friends, just the longevity of it, is too much. And also, I have a lot of childhood memories watching it, too. Although the first one I saw was probably when Glennie was still in the womb. But I'm going to go with Friends just because of the longevity of it. As funny as Arrested Development was, only four, you know, three really good seasons, and Friends was so good for so long.
How old are you, Mince?
I'm 40.
Good points, Mince.
Okay.
40.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
See? Thought he'd get killed.
And good points.
White Sox Dave?
I never saw either. All I know about Friends is that Phoebe's a hoe. is that true? I know that Captain Sobel is horrible casting for whatever his name is.
David Schwimmer.
His name is in Friends. And
Ross.
Ross. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
And Ross. I also am just a guy that, because I am such a huge Seinfeld fan, and I was weirdly trying not to say Seinfeld like we're tipping picks in the snake draft, but I'm such a huge Seinfeld fan that I will never watch Friends just out of loyalty.
Are they rivals?
What a barbaric.
I mean, they kind of were. They really were rivals.
They kind of were.
What a barbaric take that Phoebe.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium, and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
He's a hoe, and David Schwimmer is a horrible cast.
That was a joke.
Well, and it made it was actually perfect because you hated him, and you were supposed to hate him.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
I mean, he was good in as Robert Kardashian.
Yeah,
Robert Kardashian in the OJ thing.
Awful casting.
I liked him in Entourage. Good cameos.
He's in that Jennifer Aniston commercial that's been playing every five minutes.
Yeah. I also forgot to mention that I definitely had like a childhood crush on Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, we all did. I think we all did, definitely.
A Courtney Cox person.
Well, both
really?
The brunette with the light eyes always gets me.
I think at their peak, Courtney Cox may have been more beautiful, but I mean, they're both absolutely beautiful. But
yeah.
Courtney Cox, like season 7, good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Neither of them like have aged over the last 30 years. Makes zero sense.
Courtney Cox,
a little probably her, but Jennifer Aniston is not.
Courtney Cox, like you could tell she's had a lot of work done. And Aniston looks like the exact same.
She's like she is impervious to getting older.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So which one are you going to go with? Arrested Development then?
Yeah, definitely.
Arrested Development. So we're 3-2 in favor of Friends.
I couldn't even name a character in Arrested Development.
Jason Bateman.
Good. Okay. Good.
They're all the Bluths.
I mean, that's not a character. That's the actor.
Joe Bluth is one of the greatest characters in sitcom history.
I do think that I would like Arrested Development, though. I'm sure I'd like Friends.
I feel like I know Arrested Development gifs more than I know a show that I've never seen, but I know, and I use the sad walking one all the time. Yeah. I think we did a gif draft, and I think I might have drafted that.
Yeah. It was the breeding ground of a lot of very good actors, too. Beyond just Michael Cera, obviously, right there. Mm-hmm. But then Patrick Bateman launches from there.
Jason Bateman didn't launch from there. Jason Bateman was a star in the 80s.
Yeah, but I mean, for his adult career, I guess.
Yeah, it was a renaissance.
Yeah.
But Will Arnett, that was the first thing really that he put him on the map.
Will Arnett, for sure, huge after that. And even mm-hmm. Cross was doing Mr. Show and shit before that.
Yes.
But
yeah.
I would say this is probably the first huge, big role, probably, right?
It's fair. It's fair.
And then Portia de Rossi, Mary Dillon.
You didn't even say Ron Howard or Liza Minnelli.
Ron Howard was the creator of the show. He wasn't really in it. Liza Minnelli had a small part.
Yeah.
Ken Jack, have you seen every show?
Ron Howard was a narrator. Yeah. But he also was one of the developers.
What'd you say, Chief?
Have you seen every show on the bracket?
I've seen all of these at least in a few episodes of them, I would say.
Okay, all right. Just curious.
Except for we're going to have our play-in options. Those ones definitely were a little dicier.
Okay.
So we're in hour 3-2 in favor of Friends. Eddie?
Yeah, similar to Dave, I haven't seen either of these.
This is crazy you guys haven't seen Arrested Development.
Yeah,
I know I love Arrested Development.
I talked about this on our sitcom draft. I got absolutely smoked for that whole draft. But I'm going to lean on some things that I do know as far as cultural relevance. I know that the fan base of Arrested Development is rabid. They're mm-hmm. a kind of a niche crew that they love, and I wish I could stand behind them, but to me, just the iconicness of Friends, the characters, Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, like you said, and the theme song. TV's big about theme songs. You got that Rembrandt, I'll be there for you. So I got to go with Friends.
That's a great point, Eddie. So Friends is going to move on. Next matchup is number 4 seed, a Titanic one versus number 13 seed. 4 seed is Curb Your Enthusiasm, and that's going up against number 13 seed, one that I think we all have fonder memories for, but it's tough. It's a really rough draw, That 70s Show.
Man, you're going to kill me on this one. These are two of my favorite, five ever.
That 70s Show versus Curb Your Enthusiasm. Eddie, you're up first.
Yeah, same thing. Haven't gotten into a ton of either of these as well. But I think
do they not have televisions in Chicago? What's happening?
It was SportsCenter. It was The Challenge. It was The Surreal Life. It was The Real World. That's kind of what I did. Yeah. I just didn't do network TV.
Curb Your Enthusiasm is an HBO.
Sure, yeah, yeah, sure, 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 sure. I know I just basically talked myself around in that. But
get him, Clemmer.
But it's one of those things where I felt like I had to do Seinfeld before that, so I never did. Regardless, not the point. The point is, I definitely think I would lend myself to Larry David's style of comedy over That 70s Show. So I'm taking Curb.
One for Curb. White Sox Dave.
This is so hard. So we were just talking about this today. I've seen every Seinfeld episode 1 million times. I can go verbatim with every line in every episode. I officially just started. I've tried it a few other times and I've lost, but I've got through 20 episodes of Curb this past weekend. Mm-hmm. It's everything that I heard it would be and expected it to be. It's awesome TV. On the flip side, I haven't watched an episode of That 70s Show in 15, 20, whenever it stopped airing, but I think I watched every episode when they were live. When the new episode was coming out, I was looking forward to that. I love that show. Red Foreman, an all-time great character. Underrated character too. I'm gonna get smoked for this. I just by default, because I have to go That 70s Show, just because I've seen it and it's objectively a great show. But I know on the flip side, I will fast forward a week from now, I would have to take Curb, because mm-hmm. Curb is it's perfect comedy for my comedic taste.
So which one? I'm sorry, which one are you taking?
That 70s. I've seen every episode.
So you're taking more, That 70s Show as your vote.
I kind of have to.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. I've only seen a dozen, 15, 20 episodes of Curb. Mm-hmm. And they were all in the last couple days.
Mincy?
This is, y'all are putting me in a brutally tight spot on this one, because these are two of my favorites ever. And I can't believe I'm going to do this, because don't get me wrong, I freaking love Curb. The Leon Black, when they had Leon Black in them, the Katrina stuff, that is some of the funniest comedy I've ever seen in my entire life.
Peanut.
I don't even know who or what Leon Black is, wait to get to Leon Black. Because everyone's wait till you get to Leon Black.
Yeah, well, they took in the Katrina family, and it's unreal. But Having said that, I like as much as I love Curb, I watched that 70s show so much more than I watched Curb. Like, as good as Curb was, that 70s show was like a huge part of my, I don't know, I guess teenage years and 20s. And I just loved it. And the only thing, that 70s show kind of fell off a little bit at the end when they lost some care, you know, when some of the actors left. And so the last couple weren't as good. But man, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm going that 70s show because just the memories I have. I just spent so much more time watching
when they're smoking weed in the basement.
Yeah, mm-hmm. just yeah. It was just oh,
circle
just,
cam.
Yeah,
the circle
just,
cam.
Circle
yeah.
cam. The red Foreman thing, like you said, the boot, putting a boot in your ass all the yeah. time. My foot in your
yeah.
ass.
Yeah.
Thing
yeah.
and just.
He was like the perfect sitcom dad.
I mean, that 70s show, I
Eric,
just
step away from your cousin when he was trying yeah. to bang his cousin. It's not my cousin.
For how many of you was Red Foreman your dad's favorite character? Because my dad loved
him. Oh, yeah.
He loved that character more than anything. Yeah. We'd all watch it together. Like me, him, my dad, my mom. And they'd be like, oh, yeah, I remember this thing. Oh, blah, blah, blah. And like, they just loved that experience big time. So I don't blame you at all, Mincy.
The only thing is that makes me want to take the pick back is that they all turned into fucking weirdos.
Yeah.
Or worse.
Much worse.
Yeah. He's like done for life, right?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
It's not,
like
it ain't good.
60 years or something?
Something, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Done forever. Chief?
So this is a tough one for me, too. I didn't see that. I didn't even think of that 70s
show.
Me
either. And right when you said it, I was just like, damn.
And there was a moment in time, I feel like, when you would get home from school. This might have even been in college, too, where you would go, like, Simpsons would be on, like, Fox as a rerun, that 70s show, and Seinfeld on TBS, like, back to back to back. Like, you had an hour and a half just blocked off
yep.
with those. And that was kind of the routine. You get home and you just put on those shows. And they're both great. So I love that 70s show. Having said that, Curb might be my number one seed, so I got to go Curb. Curb's, like, even that little, like, we were talking about Leon Black, where it's like, yeah, they took in the Katrina family. Yeah, but Leon was actually just living in L.A. and moved in anyways. So, like, yeah. Like, there's just so many, like, little fun. Curb is like, perfect to me. And so, yeah, I have to go Curb.
I was just telling Marty, who's also a huge Curb fan, I've been restarting it with my fiance, who had never seen it before. We just got to the episode with Funkhauser's crazy sister, Bam Bam.
Yep.
Like, even just hearing that, like, what sucks, Dave? Funkhauser's crazy sister named Bam Bam. Does that not sound like comedy gold?
It's hilarious.
All right.
It's Catherine O'Hara. The Funkhauser with his dad's, the one where the Dodger Stadium after his dad died and he honored the chair with the empty chair thing. Yeah, yeah. And like, oh, that man. And then like, dude, the other one was Larry sticking his foot out and tripping Shaq and causing panic around LA when Shaq got hurt. Oh, man. Dude,
one of the craziest things about Curb, which I had only found out, like, I guess, like, a couple years ago, was that they exonerated like a guy from a murder charge.
We just talked about it an hour ago.
Yeah, it's insane. Like, an insane thing that's true. So we're 2-2 right now. Clemmer?
Yeah, like, that 70s show, it's a fine show. It's fine. Curb Enthusiasm is one of the most brilliant television shows ever made. Like, it's so funny. Larry David's a genius. You know, you could argue about the, you know, how much of it has Seinfeld DNA and it would have existed without Seinfeld. That's a whole different debate. But if you're just asking Curb Enthusiasm or that 70s show, this should be a blowout. Curb Enthusiasm is one of the most brilliant comedies of all time.
I think it's kind of like asking, like, filet mignon versus, like, a cheeseburger. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, both are good in different ways. But, like, one of them is just, like, a little bit more on that next level. But also, it's HBO. Not everyone had it. Not everybody saw it until later in life. So, like, it's hard weighing the impact.
I also love the fact that it was originally just, like, a one-off. Like, they just did, like, it wasn't even really a pilot episode. It was, like, Larry, like, doing, like, his own, like, stand-up comedy routine.
Yeah.
And then out of that came like 20 years of television. And
it,
like,
was last weekend, right?
It was a finale.
It just ended. Glenny?
Like you just said, it's like this is like AAA to the majors. It's there's no realm, there's no rational world where this is even a conversation.
Yeah.
Respectfully to that 70s show, but there's just...
Can you put an asterisk that I change my vote, like, in the future? Because I know I'm going to change it, but not for like another week or two.
And also, like, I feel like she was so good in this last season too, like Susie.
Yeah, dude, she's so funny.
Yeah. Calling Jeff repeatedly a fat fuck never make me smile. It is, she's so, like, I feel like people think of Curb, I think of Larry David. The secondary Curb characters are some of the best.
They're incredible.
Like Susie and Leon.
Just like Seinfeld.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Like, my favorite, like, it's such a small bit thing that happened, but when they do the anniversary party for Ted Danson and his wife, and her gift is her daughter singing a song, and she's like in the back, like a stage mom, like lip singing all the things. It was like, I don't know.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I'm laughing.
You know, my one fucking show, and Susie, you're right, Glenn. Susie is so fucking funny.
Man. Dude, my one toxic trait about Kurt, and I think even Seinfeld, I don't know why, I had this weird thing in my brain where I haven't watched the early seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I have to.
Oh, yeah.
You should.
I think the early seasons of Kerber are some of the best.
Seinfeld season I've watched was, for some reason, I have this thing in my brain where I think like sitcoms, they suck in the beginning because they're getting their
footing. It does happen a lot.
Seinfeld, like, that's actually kind of true with Seinfeld.
I think the first Seinfeld season I watched is the one where they go to L.A.
Yes.
For the show.
Yeah.
And then I think the first Kerb I've watched is like 4. Like I gotta watch the first few Curbs.
Yeah. No, the first season of Seinfeld was called the Seinfeld Chronicles. Yeah. And it doesn't have the very first episode doesn't have Elaine in it.
No, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always figured because I started watching it, I just love Frank Costanza so much. I was like, oh, I'm only watching with Frank Costanza's on and on.
Okay. Yeah. Fuck. But like the premise, like one of the early two of my favorite episodes where he has like a fake corduroy movie theater pants boner just the way his pants
bulge
up.
That's the first episode.
That clip was in the finale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's one thing I always hear is like the early episodes. Like it's the first Curb memory I ever remember just like seeing on TV. I was so young, but it was him and the lady like fighting in the doctor's office.
Yeah.
That's like the first thing I remember. That was
early. He fights with a lot of ladies in doctor's offices too.
I love, it's another early episode. I was just talking to Dave about this when he becomes a car salesman for a day or a week or whatever it was. Yeah, I think that's like a hilarious episode. Yeah.
So one episode I like how you can argue on his behalf, and he's kind of right in a lot of his situations, just like society says he's not allowed to be right.
Right.
He yelled cunt at the poker game. And he's like,
Stella Blue Coffee's new can lattes are here. Crafted with 100% Colombian coffee, each can is a good source of protein and comes in two smooth flavors, espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. And whether you're braving your morning commute or chasing your pup, Stella Blue cans are for those always on the go and for those who care. Stella Blue is more than just great coffee. It's about giving back. I named the brand after my rescue dog, Stella, who inspired our mission to help more dogs find their forever homes. Every purchase supports animal rescue organizations. So when you drink Stella Blue, you're not just fueling your day, you're saving a dog's life. Try the new cans today. Taste the difference and make a difference. All new Stella Blue coffee canned lattes now available at StellaBlueCoffee.com or subscribe on Amazon for 10% off.
Can't say cunt. He's like, what if I said dick? He's like, is that not sexist? I'm like,
maybe that's why Dave Portnoy tried to bring the word cunt back.
Oh, and then there's beloved cunt. I mean, is another all-timer in Curb in the obituary for the end. Yeah. Like, it's just, and all, there's so many of these, dude.
Yeah,
it's so funny.
I've had probably, I'd say, a half dozen people reach out to me and say they're jealous of me that I'm just now starting the show. Like, they wish they could go back in time and start it for the first time because it's, like, that magical.
Yep. Oh, man. Now that you say it, yeah, definitely very jealous. Curb going to move on. Next matchup. I think this is one of the harder ones, too, but it depends on audience as well. 8 seed versus 9 seed. Scrubs is the 8 seed. I fucking love Scrubs. And I also love the one it's going up against, Parks and Rec, which I think is super fucking funny. Oof. So Scrubs versus Parks and Rec. Glenny Balls.
I'm gonna feel like a Chicago guy here and say I really haven't watched either of these.
That's fine.
But I think just from my knowledge of society and what it is, I think Parks and Rec is the pick here. I mean, that's, they had what,
a million A-listers.
What's his face? Amy Poehler, Chris Pratt, Audrey Plaza, Aziz,
Adam Scott,
Rob Lowe. So this, I feel like this just has to be Parks and Rec.
Mm. Parks and Rec, Clemmer.
Oof. So these are two B-plus shows. Neither of these shows are great. They're both very good. They both had horrible final seasons. They both...
so true.
These are very... This is a perfect 8-9 matchup. Who'd you say, Glenny? You went with Parks and Rec?
I might just
go with Scrubs just to counterbalance that a little bit. Scrubs is really... I think Scrubs was a more creative show as far as how it was directed. You could say Parks and Rec is a funnier show. That's fair take. I'm just going to go with the other one just to balance it out because I think these are... This could not be more equal.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was saying. I mean, I feel like it's pretty even. Chief?
I got Parks and Rec. I'm not super familiar with Scrubs, but like you were saying, Glenny, the cast is unbelievable. Aubrey Plaza, like so many like giant stars.
Aziz
Ansari. Nick Offerman. Like what a...
Oh, yeah.
Have you watched Parks and Rec, Dave?
Nope.
All right, so Nick Offerman is like... You
love Nick Offerman in that. I know. Holy shit, Ron Swanson? Yeah.
Ron Swanson's a great character.
Ron Swanson being like... this ultra right wing guy who also happens to work for the government is just like a preposterous not performance, but it's just like a hilarious little bit that they just do for, I don't know, 8 seasons where he's, I don't know. I thought that was a very good show. I think it might be, I think it's appropriately ranked, but I think this is a very good show. It must be, it's a deep board if this is the 8th best.
I'm looking
sitcom
for a new show. I might make this my show.
Parks and Rec.
I might start it.
That's another show. You're talking about Seinfeld. Season one is it's everything after that.
Yeah, you get past season one. And the last season's horrific. Horrific. Yeah.
But seasons 2 through last season are really, fantastic. Really good. It's really, really good shit. So one for Parks and Rec. Bincy?
I'm going Parks and Rec, too. I saw both of them a good bit, and I thought Scrubs is, like, a pretty good show, kind of feel-good cheesy, but, like, B-plus is, like, what you said. I thought Parks and Rec was some really, really funny. The cast, like you said, kind of groundbreaking comedy, and just more – when I think of the two, it's just a more unique show and stands out more to me.
Mm-hmm. Some of the best, like, the citizens in Parks and Rec are so fucking funny. Yeah. Like, when they cut away to just citizens at Town Hall being really stupid. Very, very funny. Also, the blooper riff of Parks and Rec is one of the funniest I think I've ever watched in my life. If you ever get a chance to watch that. White Sox Dave.
I haven't seen either, so I'm just going to pull a Glennie Balls here and go with Parks and Rec just due to the star power.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much massive. All I can give. I've seen enough of Scrubs. I never really got into it. I never really liked it too much.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. I know. I think it's like, is Brandon Walker's like favorite show? Number one show or something?
That wouldn't surprise me. He's very much like the John C. McGillney character in that show. He sees himself in that show a little bit.
Yeah. Eddie?
Yeah, I feel bad. People are going to be mad at me, but I just haven't. People are going to be pissed. I don't know what to say. Like, I'm sorry. I'm not going to. That's why I've just kind of been laying low here on the show.
That's all right. Well,
we'll get to the heavy hitters, though.
Yeah. But overall, like, the way it, like, I understand how these shows are, too, is Parks and Rec is almost like the Burger King to The Office's McDonald's in a way. I don't
know. That's why the first season is so bad, because they're trying to do an Office carbon copy, and they make Amy Poehler's character like Michael Scott, and they realize it doesn't work. You can't recreate that. You're exactly right, Eddie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like, and I know there are people that, I don't know how large the population is, that like it better than The Office. So just for that alone, I'm going to go with the Parks and Rec.
It is crazy how network TV just can't do a great sitcom anymore. Because we've talked about 4 NBC sitcoms already. So, and now it's just like all the funniest shows are just HBO, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Or streaming.
Or streaming.
Like the whole thing shifted. It's wild.
Yeah.
I will say one that I didn't make this cut that is another NBC one. Superstore is super, very, very funny. It didn't get the respect it deserved because it came out, I think, a little bit past the prime of network sitcom, but it's very good.
See, I've never given that a chance.
Yeah. And
that's part of, I have this bias toward network TV now where I don't give it a shot.
I wouldn't have either, but we had like interviewed someone from it, and I was like, I'll watch a few episodes just to like have something to talk about. And it was very, very funny.
People say Abbott Elementary is very good. I've never seen that either. And it's like, I have this weird, like I said, this bias now.
Okay, so now we have the number one seed versus the chain game. We'll do the chain game first. A whole bunch of options here. I wanted to be able to include a lot because there's going to be so hard. It was really hard leaving these off. The first of which is Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I don't think this crew will have watched a lot of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I've watched a lot of it. It's very funny. The League, which I know that'll definitely tickle some fancies here, I'd imagine. Mm-hmm. Silicon Valley, added on here. Silicon Valley is hysterical, but also it's HBO. Not a ton of people had seen it. Workaholics, New Girl, didn't make the cut. People will be pissed about that, I'm sure. How I Met Your Mother, didn't make the cut. Married with Children, Modern Family. Modern Family was a really tough late cut. Very, very tough late cut. But again, it's another one where I don't know.
Married with Children?
Married with Children didn't make the cut. There's just nothing I can do. It's such a stack. You'll see as we go on why it doesn't make the cut. King of Queens, very late cut. And then lastly, Freaks and Geeks. I was like, it's hard to call it a sitcom because so much drama is attached to it. It's an hour long. So you know what?
That was my suggestion. Yeah. We can write that off. That's fine.
So to go through them again, and Eddie, you'll be up first. Brooklyn Nine-Nine, The League, Silicon Valley, Workaholics, New Girl, How I Met Your Mother, Married with Children, Modern Family, King of Queens. Which one do you want to face our one seed? And you can guess what our one seed is.
Yeah, listen, I'm going to go with Married with Children, like Dave said.
Al Bundy's a legend.
Great character, shoe salesman, like just like a perfect
touchdowns.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Like I always say one of the like most subtle parts of comedy I love from 40 Old Virgin was when you know he carries the wheel in with him everywhere he goes. Like just something stupid, he looks like that. It makes me laugh. Just the fact that he's a shoe salesman is great. So Married with Children.
And he's in two of these. Ed Sullivan.
Yeah,
Ed O'Neill.
Sorry, Ed Sullivan. Ed O'Neill.
Ed Sullivan's before my time, even.
Yeah, Dave.
Married with Children.
Double for Married with Children. Mm-hmm. Also, it's Christine Applegate.
Hello.
Smoke show.
Dave? There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. She was like the first girl I ever wanted to fornicate with.
what an honor.
Mincy?
I'm going to go How I Met Your Mother here. I think I think it's just I watched all of it and spent a lot of time with it, and so that's kind of why I'm going with it. But, you know, Modern Family's a tough omission here. And I liked the league, but, you know, it was kind of more like there were funny bits, but it didn't flow like the best.
I thought the league was funny.
I like season one. Yeah.
That show just has such an expiration date on it because of the topic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just spoils a lot.
Yeah.
Chief?
I'm going to – between Silicon Valley and New Girl, I feel like New Girl gets, like, the Friends treatment where it's it's a girl show. But it's really not. Like, those – like, I got – like, I watched it during the pandemic. And it was a very funny show. But Silicon Valley, to me, is, like, the funniest – of that list. I think that's a hilarious show. I think I don't know why it never grabbed people the way some of those other HBO comedies do, but I thought that was a perfectly done show. They kind of make fun of like the tech, you know, not kind of, they make fun of the tech world, I feel like, perfectly. And I don't know. It's great characters. You know, the storyline never really got stale. Like, I feel like they ended it at the right time. So Silicon Valley is the vote.
Forgot how funny Ross Hanneman was. The like really rich.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
he was the first person to say things fucks.
Like, yeah, that's true.
That's a truly iconic like piece of language.
In the cultural lexicon. Fucks.
That's Ross Hanneman.
Yeah. Trace Comas. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm really torn. I'm guessing I'm torn between the two shows you're torn with, Glenny. King of Queens to me is a prototypical sitcom. Like, I think it works really well on so many different levels. Like, you can put it on anytime. Does it have the intellectual laughs that Silicon Valley has? No, it doesn't. Silicon Valley is a brilliant show, especially the first two seasons to me. I'm going to go with King of Queens here, and Married with Children is a great option too. I'm going to go King of Queens here just because, to me, when I think sitcom, it's one of the first things that pop my mind for whatever reason, and I just think it is like the warm bath of sitcoms.
I love that. It's a, what do you call it? Yeah, kind of.
It's comfort food. Yeah. Like,
ugly but very funny husband. Smoking hot wife. That's,
and then
stern.
This wild character.
Wildcat dad in the basement. That's just hysterical.
And the three of them make it work. And they make it work every single time you watch it. Like, are there any great, great, great episodes? Maybe not. But there are no bad ones. And every time I walk away with a chuckle and I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. So number one for King of Queens right now.
This is in like the... everybody loves Raymond, kind of.
Yeah,
that's fine.
100%.
Yeah.
So this is interesting for me. The worth of position we're in. If you guys have gone, I think the funniest show on this list by far is The League. I think The League is unbelievably funny, hilarious show. That was my pick on there. Like Raff, I'm on record saying Rafi, I think, is one of the funniest TV characters of all time. It was dynamic with Dirty Randy. Like I one time I told Dion, I had to tell Dion. I was like, maybe one of my favorite TV moments of all time. Rafi and Dirty Randy are filming a porn in an apartment that Dion's trying to buy, and Dion walks in on them, and Rafi just goes to Dion, buddy, I don't know who you are, but you're about to get chlamydia.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's like, if you haven't watched Rafi, you got to look up
Seth Rogen, too, right?
And Dirty Randy is Seth Rogen. It's all amazing. But now that no one's voted for them, so basically, I did enjoy Silicon Valley, but I thought it got a little stale at the end because they're just repeating a lot. Mm-hmm. And I didn't finish Silicon Valley, and I didn't finish King of Queens, so I got to pick one of those right now. I'm going to go with King of Queens, though.
Ooh, King of Queens. All right, so then we're going to be in a two-way tie between Married with Children and King of Queens, both with two votes. Before I tiebreak, I will give the Silicon Valley vote and the How I Met Your Mother vote a chance if you want to switch on tiebreak. You had How I Met Your Mother, right, Mincy? So if you want, I'm going to give you the opportunity to switch your vote in tiebreak, if you want.
Okay, so what's the tiebreaker vote, League and
Married with Children or King of Queens?
I'll go Married with Children. I loved Al Bundy.
Married with Children. Clemmer, would you go with Married with Children or King of Queens?
It's going to get fucked up anyway.
Oh, I went with King of Queens.
Oh, you with King of Queens. Who voted for Silicon Valley?
That was me.
Would you want to switch to one of these?
Sure. I'll go with Married with Children as well.
So Married with Children. Either way.
It's the classic pick.
You need to get some 80s in here.
And Married with... Oh, we'll be getting 90s. There.
From like legacy standpoint, it was Fox's first hit. Mm-hmm. Like, without Married with Children, there's a good chance we never get The Simpsons. Like, it gave them something. Yeah, because it was the first breakout hit, and that allowed Tracy Ullman show to work, which Simpsons is a spinoff of. So, like, Married with Children is important. Huh.
And either way, it's going into a buzzsaw, an absolute buzzsaw, going against Seinfeld, the number one seed. So, Married with Children versus Seinfeld. Let's start with you, Glennie Balls.
Yeah, I mean, Seinfeld, obviously.
Seinfeld, obviously.
Do we even need to do like the whole song and dance of me talking about Seinfeld? Obviously, it's Seinfeld.
Seinfeld.
Yeah, what Glennie said. I mean, it's not even worth the debate here.
Chief?
Yep, Seinfeld.
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld. Seinfeld.
This should be six words.
No, Eddie, you can do it.
Married with Children.
Come on, Ed.
No, that's a promise. That's true.
Give us your argument, Ed.
No, I don't really have a real one. I just want to go against the grain, so.
But you watched Married a lot Children. More Married with Children than Seinfeld.
Correct, so that's, but it's like, listen, I'm right, not going to sit here and argue.
Yeah. Either way, Seinfeld, absolute buzzsaw. Like we said, it's very tough to beat. Before I get to the other half of the bracket, let's talk about BetterHelp. The bracket is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery, spread ourselves thin, especially in social gatherings. Picking up, especially after the winter, now we're getting into summer. It's been like, I don't know how it's been in Chicago, but the last like 2 days in New York have been best days of the year.
Oh, we've turned like, a corner here as well.
Yeah, it's like in the low 70s with a breeze, like clear skies. It's like the perfect, most perfect type of day you could possibly imagine.
Windows open, no AC.
Mm-hmm. So what's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've benefited from, I'm assuming some of us at least have benefited from therapy. I did it. I used BetterHelp over the course of COVID. Very helpful. Did not having to go fit to a physical office. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, just give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire. It matches the licensed therapist, and switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/lights today. You get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lights. All right, second half, as we get a sub for Mincy, we had to duck out. Number 6 seed versus the 11 seed. The 6 seed, this is another one. It's so fucking good, and it has all of the hardware to back it up. It's just, if you pulled like 100 people off the street, I would imagine maybe like 5 people had seen it, which is crazy. Veep. Veep has all the hardware. It's fucking hysterical. It's so good. Oh, boy. Who'd Mincy get as a sub?
I'll tell you what. I'm happy to see him because he's going to be the only person I know that has
seen less than
me.
You.
I thought I was having someone who could help me with the old shows. Yeah. And I'm getting the youngest person in the company.
Mincy ducks out. And now I get Nicky Smokes, who's like one of the youngest
people
here.
What's up, brother?
Long
time no talk.
What happened to Mincy?
Mincy had to duck out.
He looked like he was about to puke all over Chief's wang.
Oh, is that what was going on? He's sick?
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming and sitting right next to us for half an hour.
I think it was like
if I get a stomach bug from
thing.
This, I'm going to fucking kill him.
I think it was he just got sick on the spot.
Yeah.
Okay. So Mincy has diarrhea, and because of that, I'm not going to be able to. I'm not going to win any of these old shows.
We're doing best sitcoms, by the way.
I'll try to help you with some of the old ones, Clemmer.
Thank you, Chief.
And I'm very curious. Nicky Smokes, have you ever seen Veep?
No.
I didn't. And that's one where this is what I'm saying. Like maybe 5 out of 100 people you poll might have seen Veep, but it has like
what seed did you give this one?
I gave this the 6th seed.
Okay, all right.
It's one. It has all the every Emmy.
I know,
it's like 20 Emmys
it's
every
fine.
Season
it's,
it comes
it's
out.
It's good. It's good. It's not even Tony Hale's best show, but it's fine.
Tony Arrested Development. You're saying
yes, that? Yes.
Yeah, no bad seasons of Veep, my friend. That's going up
Netflix
against,
never happened.
That's going up against the number 11 seed, another NBC one that is, I would say, legendary in its own right next to Amy Poehler. 30 Rock with Tina Fey. 30 Rock, I think, goes massively underrated. Super Ooh. Fucking funny show.
They're both great, and these are the two shows that if you watch them with my dad, he gets mad if you laugh because then he thinks he's missing the next joke. Because like the lines just – the punchlines and things happen so fast. Like, shut up, you're going to make me miss the next joke. And this was back especially on 30 Rock before we had like DVR and stuff where you could pause it. He would like get irate if you laughed too hard at a joke.
That was a big word. What did you just say? Irate?
Irate?
That
two
is
syllables. Two syllables.
Five letters, Nicky. It's not that big. It's five
angry.
Letters.
What's
angry.
That mean?
Mad.
Angry.
Just really
angry.
How do you spell that? I-R-A-T-E?
Yep.
There you go.
Learn something new every day.
All right, Glennie, which one do you like, Veep or 30 Rock?
Out of respect to my mom, Veep is her favorite show of all time, so I'm going to go Veep here. And I did start watching it recently because I have been looking for new shows, like I said. I've been through about 4 episodes only, but I have enjoyed the 4 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that dude's name, the tall guy, Jonah. What is his
yeah,
life
Jonah.
In real life?
Yeah,
Jonads.
Yeah. He's fucking hilarious. I mean, it's a funny show, and I'm pretty sure I've heard. I love Sam Richardson. I don't think he's in it yet.
Not yet. He'll be in a little bit later.
I'm excited
on.
For Sam Richardson to get in it, so I'm going to go Veep here. Mm-hmm. I think I'm excited about that. Veep, it's funny from the few episodes.
Super. Every like little mini character that comes into is so.
And I feel
so
that, and like you
funny.
Said, no one's really watched it, but the people I know that have watched it are all obsessed with it.
They all think it's like one of the best shows they've seen. Yeah, Clemmer.
Yeah, so I have a take here that isn't very popular. I don't love Dirty Rock. I think Dirty Rock...
Really?
I understand why people do. So I get it. I'm not going to say it's like a shitty show at all. It's not. It's just, to me, it's like a cartoon. And it's like, it's too much. And it's just, nothing feels real. Nothing's grounded in any sort of reality at all. Like, to the point of, like, it's just, I don't care about anything that's happening because it all feels like a cartoon. Veep is a very good show. I would put it personally with the Scrubs and in that, oh, like the 8-9 seed-ish for me.
Wow.
But I'm going to go with Veep here because I just don't like 30 Rock. But I understand what people do. I completely get it. It's a me thing.
Chief?
I love both shows. I'm going to go Veep. It's close. But I think the characters in Veep are just so, like, they all have their moments where they completely steal the show. Like, you could have an episode based on, like, six different characters. I don't really set it up that way, but they're all funny enough to, like, carry episodes by themselves. And they all, and somehow they all work together. I love Veep. I'm surprised Clemmer just not into it.
I like it. No, don't get me wrong. I think Scrubs is a really good show. What was it? What was Scrubs up against?
Scrubs was against Parks and Rec.
Yeah, like, those are both shows I think very highly of. I think very highly of Veep. I just don't put it in that next tier, if that makes any sense.
Okay. I think it's closer to the next tier than the tier that you had it at, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nikki Smokes, Veep or 30 Rock?
I'm going to go with 30 Rock just because Clemmer's answer was so dog shit.
Have you seen either of these shows?
Yeah.
He's lying.
He's lying through his fucking teeth.
Well said, Nikki.
So 30 Rock out of just despite Clemmer. That's fine. Yeah. Dave?
This is like a one seed versus one seed in terms of women comedic people. Tina Fey and Julia, they're both TV women comedy royalty, you know?
Yep.
I haven't seen either show. I've never seen a single episode of Veep. I've seen a handful of episodes of 30 Rock. Alec Baldwin's in it, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
He's very funny.
Jack Donaghy.
I gun to head, I would say Veep just because 30 Rock never really did it for me.
Have you ever seen...
In spite of how much I love Tina Fey.
Have you ever seen Death of Stalin? I feel like it's a movie you'd watch.
Oh, yeah.
I have not.
Oh, Death of Stalin.
Same director-writer as...
Okay. That makes... I didn't know that, but that makes sense.
Iannucci, I think.
Both Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Tina Fey, they're starting SNL.
That's a fact. Mm-hmm.
That's a fact.
Yep. I think those are the two funniest women of all time.
They're so fucking... Both of them hysterical.
Yeah.
Amy Poehler is pretty funny.
I have her that next tier
down. She's a tier down, but she's definitely... She's up there.
Mm-hmm. Eddie?
I've seen more 30 Rock. I think basing a show off of SNL, it could have went south, like really south, you know? But like Tina Fey, they really held it together and they did a good job. So I'm going to go 30 Rock.
30 Rock. Next matchup, the 3 seed versus...
What won that?
Veep won that.
Okay.
4-2. The Office versus... Oof. This is a 3 seed.
Jesus.
Going up against an American Office, and not that anyone thought it would be the UK one. Going up against number 14 seed one. Not one I would have thought to include on here, but it got responded with so often by so many different people, I feel like I had to include it. Otherwise, it would have been the chain game. Malcolm in the Middle. So many people responded with Malcolm in the Middle. And I agree. I think it's hysterical. But I just didn't know that they had hitters or shooters out there like that. You know what I mean? So Malcolm in the Middle versus The Office, it's a tough one to even vote on. You know what I mean? It's just, The Office is just such a behemoth. But Eddie.
Yeah, this is the first one I could confidently weigh in on. It's The Office. I love The Office. I got shit on for taking Michael Scott 1-1 in the sitcom character draft. Michael Scott is fucking amazing.
Legend.
What?
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Do we shit on you just because...
Chief was shitting on me.
I think it was a chalk pick, probably. Yeah.
It's a great pick. What would happen when he got the show? I
think at that point, Eddie might not have seen The Office. I think that might
No, that's not.
No, I don't think he did. I was on that draft. I remember it. You said you're not even like a fan. You just took him to take him because you thought that was chalk.
That is not true. I could. I literally named my favorite Michael Scott scenes.
All right.
Didn't you watch it during COVID for the first time?
I don't know when I watched it, but it was... What's wrong with that? What's the difference
between
that?
Just wondering. I'm wondering when the draft was.
So no
was.
One could ever watch... No, I 100% had seen it before.
Okay. All right.
Listen, I've been very honest about what I haven't seen and what I haven't seen so far, so why would I lie?
I'm just wondering about the timeline going back in time for that draft.
No. You said it was girly, and it was...
No, because I think the sitcom character draft happened after I was hired, and I was hired after COVID, so I'm going to defend Eddie there.
Okay.
Thank you, Clara. All right.
There you go.
Doofus.
Dave.
It's The Office and what? I'm sorry.
Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, yeah, duh. I've never seen The Office. I've seen plenty of The Office, I should say. I know all
that's
the characters.
That's a wild two sentences right there.
I've never started The Office and finished The Office. I've seen random episodes here and there, but it's so prevalent in pop culture and just everything that I know who all the characters are. So I feel like I've seen it already. You know, I actually did watch the final episode live, I should say that, because all my college roommates were watching. But, I mean, Malcolm in the Middle, I watched that, just like That 70 Show. Like, not in 20 years, but I watched every episode probably. You got to go to The Office. It's the, I mean, what I've seen, hilarious. Michael Scott, obviously, like, it's crazy how he didn't get typecast from that, really. I mean, he kind of is, but he, like, branched out and did a ton of other stuff. Like, that has got to be so hard to do, Steve Carell, because Michael Scott is, like,
I think after that,
fucking, yeah. That is the sitcom character of, like, most of our lives.
I think he got very picky after that. Like, he chose, like, some comedy things. He did, like, the Judd Apatow couple ones, and then
he did the fucking movie.
Big Short.
The Big
Short. I do remember.
I remember Foxcatcher.
Foxcatcher, Big Short. Some dramatic stuff.
Yeah.
I remember reading or hearing somewhere that he wore that ridiculous wig in The Big Short, so he didn't look too much like Michael Scott.
That would make sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And he had prosthetics for Foxcatcher.
Oh. And he did that dog shit fucking Welcome to Marwin for Zemeckis. Oh. Terrible movie. Oh, my
little,
God.
You understand why he did it. Little Miss Sunshine was great, too.
Great.
Good call, Chief. Yeah. Yes.
So Nikki Smokes, The Office, or Malcolm in the Middle?
It's The Office by far. And it's funny. So when I tried to first start watching The Office, I couldn't get into it. And then my girlfriend at the time was like, you just have to get through the first five episodes. And then I was hooked. I think it's the greatest show of all time. I think they do a great job of captivating, like, the beauty and the simplicity of, like, just working in an office. So I think it's The Office all day. Probably the greatest show of all time.
That's funny because I actually think the first two seasons, especially those, like, that first, it was, like, season one was only six episodes, I feel like.
Correct.
Some of those were, like,
pretty racy,
I would, and exactly, like, cancelable for sure by today's standards. And I remember, like, just tears coming out of my eyes watching that season
The second episode got me. I think that was Ethnicity Day or something.
Diversity
Day.
Hall
of Fame episode.
I've
right
seen
there.
That episode.
That's the second one. But I feel like to truly appreciate The Office, you have to like watch it a couple times and understand each character's sense of humor, and then it gets even better.
Is Pam a hoe?
Bro, Pam could get it. She's fine as hell.
Is Pam a
hoe? That's not what I asked.
Is this every female a hoe? I don't understand.
She's not a hoe.
No, I would get on my knee and ask Jim. Tina Fey to marry me right now.
There was maybe a little crossover of the Roy Sam.
Yeah.
Pam is not a hoe. She's an angel.
Why'd you bring up Tina Fey? Jim the runaround, though?
I think you just take him up.
Yeah, but that's the game. Everyone gets a little runaround.
I do think that I worked 9 to 5 for a long time prior to Barstool, and I do think that if I started now, I'd have a great appreciation for it, just having been in an office.
Yeah.
Chief?
I'm going to The Office. The Office is, it's juggernaut.
It's a tough one. Clemmer?
I literally sold paper while The Office was on.
Wild.
Is that true? I sold, it was checks, check stock, but it was check paper. Like paper, like, so like, I, it was like, and Nikki said it best, the simplicity and beauty of working out. It's very well said. I completely agree with everything Nikki Smokes. It also shows I'm a better man than Nikki because I'm not out of spite. I'm showing a compliment to my to my younger cohort there.
They're going to say you sold paper to like the 12 apostles to write the Bible. I'd buy that too. Glennie?
Well, I watched The Office, I think, one time like 9 years ago. I didn't love it, but I mean, it's still, I appreciate that they have the whole Jim and Pam thing going on. That's the reason I like. I know Larry David's whole thing, he never wanted continuation in episodes. I've always enjoyed it, like Friends, like people get together, people get married, et cetera, et cetera. So I also thought that was cool. But I mean, this is almost like we said, Curb, but 70 Show, it's AAA and majors.
Yeah.
In the realm of the world. So obviously it's The Office.
Malcolm was good, though. Malcolm in the Middle was great.
Doesn't sniff The Office, though.
Dewey was hilarious. The youngest brother. Yeah. They were all great.
Malcolm in the Middle is by far the worst show on this bracket so far.
So, again, it's just a matter of like when enough people mention it, I feel like I
don't know. It's fine. Yeah. I think it's for a certain generation. Like I think I'm just too old for it. Too.
I grew up with three brothers, so like it was like a built-in show to my brain. But I was like, I don't want to put too much of my impression on it. But like so many people responded with Malcolm.
I'm sure. But like for me, I was like, I was out of high school when it premiered, so I was like, this doesn't really do it for me.
I love that theory, storyline, fan fiction thing where Breaking Bad is the precursor to Malcolm in the Middle, where he goes into witness protection. He's got this suburban family.
Yeah, but Seven seed versus 10 seed. The seven seed is the Fresh Prince of Bel Air going up against the number 10 seed, the Community, or just Community, rather. Community, Joel McHale, all them, Fresh Prince, being the jump start of like Will Smith after like, music, I guess. Although his music wasn't really that big, right?
Before? Oh, it was very big.
In like the early 80s?
Late 80s, yes. DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince was like a legit musical act.
Gotcha. Okay, so Fresh Prince versus Community, starting up with you, Glenny Balls.
I'm starting to get worried that I think the funniest show of all time got left off this list.
I'm starting to get scared of things.
But let me tell you, I'm going to go with Fresh Prince. I used to love Fresh Prince growing up. Fresh Prince was awesome. Mm-hmm. And I've never watched Community, so I... Who's the top people in Community?
Joel McHale, Allison Chase. Brie.
Okay.
Awesome. Oh, Donald Glover. Ooh, Glover like was huge. Brie. His star. Okay.
That's a nice trio, but yeah, I'm going to go Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Clever?
Yeah, I mean, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was a very good sitcom, for sure. It was on, you know, that was a big one when I was growing up, when it was on new. But Community is a brilliant, brilliant show. It's a great takedown of like pop culture and like what it means to watch television. It's very subversive. It's very brilliant. I'm going to go Community.
Wow, one for Community. I would have thought, if all the people on this panel, I would have thought you would have been Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prince is a very good show. If that wins, that's. But I watch Community right now. I'm going to laugh my ass. I watch Fresh Prince Bel-Air right now. I'll be like, eh, it's fine.
I'll be honest, I had never seen it before. And my fiance had started rewatching, and I watched it with her for the first time ever. And I was dying last
Which one?
Fresh Prince.
Yeah, it's good.
Very funny, good. Even in retrospect.
Some of the Carlton stuff's a little. It also, when you grew up there, it's like, all right. Yeah, it's a little, but it also ran forever, so it's not the show's fault.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Chief?
I'm going Fresh Prince. This was when I was like a little kid, was my. Like one of my absolute favorites. And it might not make you laugh as much as some of these other ones, but it makes you feel some things. There's some heartwarming moments in that. To me, this is like a classic 90s family sitcom. So Fresh Prince it is.
And to Eddie's point, theme song. I want to talk about sitcom banger. Theme song.
All time.
Maybe the number one ever. Like, it's crazy.
Right there.
Only one you're going to hear at a bar.
Oh, that's a very good point. Nikki.
That's original, too.
Yeah. Very.
It's not like the Rembrandts, you know?
Definitely not. Nikki.
I'm gonna go with Fresh Prince. I think they would show it on Nickelodeon like late at night when I was a kid.
Yeah. Nick at night. Yep. Mm-hmm.
I was always waking up to either George Lopez or the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. So I got to go with Prince. I thought it was a great show.
Yeah, Fresh Prince.
Mm-hmm. George Lopez with the show with the big ass heads on the intro, right?
I can like tell you the most basic plot line of Community. If you offered me all the money in the world,
you just never have seen the show.
Never seen it. I forgot it even existed. I like some of these guys, though.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, it's a good cast.
It's a very funny show.
I just recently found out that Chevy Chase is like a noted grade-A asshole.
Huge asshole.
I just found that out this weekend. I had no... But he plays all these guys in movies that you... They're like affable, like goofy dudes. Mm-hmm. And he's just a fuckhead.
Come on, dude.
Great book recommendation.
This weekend, yeah.
Who when told I was you doing this weekend?
I think it was Corey.
What?
I'm pretty sure it was Corey. I didn't know that.
If you guys have a chance, read Live from New York. It's an oral history about Saturday Night Live. And it details in quite a few stories how much of a shithead Chevy Chase is.
They're making a movie based off that, I believe. Yeah.
It's a fantastic book, if I don't know if you guys read it or not.
Yeah. No. Him and Bill Murray like... all blasted, both assholes. From
yes,
remember,
and they got into a fight. They got into a huge fight. Chevy Chase made fun of Bill Murray's skin, and then Bill Murray made fun of Chevy Chase and said, you're a medium talent.
That's insane. I would not want to get in a diss fight with either of those two. Eddie?
Yeah, it's Fresh Prince. West Philadelphia, born and raised. Uncle Phil, Carlton. It's got the side characters, too. Mm-hmm. It's Fresh Prince.
I had a little crush on Ashley Banks growing up, too.
Yeah. Don't blame you. Now we have our last matchup of the day, number 2 seed versus 15 seed. 15 seed, instead of doing a traditional play-in, I decided we'll call it the Olds play-in. So it's a lot of all the Olds sitcoms. And this one was brought to you by the one and only Chris Klemmer, who made the entire list. So the Olds play-in, first option is The Honeymooners. I've seen a few episodes of The Honeymooners, like... Just the guy wants to beat up his wife. That's like kind of the crux of the entire show.
It's the first sitcom. I felt I had to put that in there. It was like the first real big hit sitcom.
Boom, pow, right to the moon. Just guy wants to beat up his wife. I Love Lucy, obviously legendary. All in the Family, Family Ties, Cheers, and then Frasier. All on this list.
I did not include Frasier, by the way.
Frasier was just one of somebody. It was just like on the playing list, and I was like, this should be in the Olds playing list. So we'll start with you.
Random question. Is Drake and Josh a sitcom?
Yeah, but I don't think it felt like they caught in the same spirit as this. Yeah.
Okay.
It technically is.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry.
Eddie, which one of these old one would you want to go up against our number 2 seed?
Clemmer, I'm bummed because I've seen a lot more old ones than new ones. I'm a big Growing Pains guy. I'm a big Different Strokes guy.
Growing Pains is very funny.
Yeah, I like Growing Pains. Another great theme song.
Yeah.
Oh, great theme song.
Yeah. Mike Seaver. What was the last one you named, Ken Jack?
The last one is Frasier.
Before that was Cheers.
I'm going to go Cheers. Sorry. Yeah, I'm going to go Cheers.
That's totally fair. A legendary one. So one for Cheers. White Sox Dave.
Oh, man. I'm going based on like what I remember watching with my dad. He loved Growing Pains and he loved Cheers. I'll go with Growing Pains. It's not in it. Oh, I guess I have to go Cheers then.
We could add Growing Pains if you guys forget having enough votes for Growing Pains. I just missed.
I almost included it.
Yeah. You guys want? We can add. You want to add in Growing Pains?
I won't make it complicated. I'll go with Cheers. I mean, Cheers, we're going to get shit on for not having it as like a top three seed, probably. I went to the Cheers bar a couple years ago and it smelled like absolute shit.
So not shocked by that. Nikki Smokes, have you seen any of these?
I haven't seen any of them. The only one I've heard of is Cheers, so I'll go with Cheers.
That's totally fair. Chief?
These are ones where it's like I've seen all of these, but I can't like remember a specific storyline or a moment or a line or anything like that. I really did enjoy watching Family Ties. I remember like Michael J. Fox was great. I remember liking that show, and I don't recall ever really watching Cheers, although I've seen it since, like episodes here and there. So I'll go Family Ties.
One for Family Ties, Clemmer.
Yeah, All in the Family. I had to include in there just because it is a very important and great show. Everyone should at least watch a couple episodes. You can watch whenever.
That's Archie Bunker, right?
It is, and it's just watch a couple. They really hold up today because a lot of social issues. It's a very good show. Family Ties, fantastic. Michael J. Fox got a start, but I'm gonna say right now you can make a very good case, and I really truly believe this is that Cheers is the best sitcom of all time.
That's what I'm saying.
And there was a 6 month period. In 1993, before Friends, the year before Friends, when you had Cheers and Seinfeld back-to-back on the same night in the same channel. 8:30, you had Seinfeld. 9 o'clock, you had Cheers.
Two of the most iconic sitcoms of all time.
That was a crazy six-month period. It was awesome. And even at being 13, I knew how special and important that was. Cheers is such a great, great show. If you haven't watched Cheers, please check it out. There's a lot of seasons, I know.
I'm gonna watch it tonight.
And the first season, it feels a little slow, but it's such a great show. Please check it out. And every single season is fantastic because halfway through they went through a casting change. Shelley Long to Kirstie Alley, and then Woody Harrelson came in. Mm-hmm. That's where he got his start, and it doesn't miss a beat. It is the greatest. If you like Ted Danson on Curb
or Good Place or anything,
yeah, please check out Cheers. It's the best.
Cheers is gonna win, but Glennie.
So Cheers is done. Out of these, the one I've watched the most that I enjoy the most is All in the Family.
Mm-hmm.
I love watching All in the Family. Obviously, Archie Bunker and Rob Reiner's dynamic is funny stuff. I love his wife. So I'm sure you go All in the Family, but it's over, right?
I love that.
Yeah.
What do you mean by you love his wife?
I don't even remember her name.
Edith. It's a great character. Edith Bunker.
I didn't know if she was like an OnlyStands guest or not. I don't know if you're talking
like
to the
99
character.
Years old.
These shows are from like decades ago.
But hey, I've enjoyed All in the Family. If you guys have watched it, it's a funny show. The Sammy Davis Jr. episode is hilarious.
It's an all-timer.
So Cheers is going to be going up against our number two seed. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Mm. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia versus Cheers. Brutal matchup, no matter which way you put it.
Two bars.
It's two bar shows set in two different places. Both of them very politically incorrect, which make them funny. Cheers not politically incorrect. I'm thinking of All in the Family. Always Sunny versus Cheers, Glennie Bowles.
Let me tell you, we're officially done with the entries, and we missed one I'm terrifyingly sad about. Eastbound and Down's not on here, and I'm really
sad. So I went and I looked at it, and it was not technically considered a sitcom.
How is Eastbound and Down not a sitcom?
It's considered a comedy drama show or something like that. Like they didn't technically consider it.
That's the funniest show of all time. I'm just going to say.
Whatever you consulted for that is just flat out incorrect.
IMDb and Wikipedia both. I double checked.
It's the best sitcom of all time, but it's the funniest sitcom of all time, straight up. But I'm going to say I watched It's Always Sunny for the first time. I probably about a year or so ago. I remember us discussing this, Dave. Always Sunny is fucking unbelievable.
They don't miss.
They never miss.
Frank Reynolds is talking about his life on the tour boat when he seals the tour boat is one of the funniest things I've ever watched. I watch it sometimes just to laugh. I just watch that and just watch him laugh. And what I don't even forget what he says. And he just says the way he says the word "hooer."
Yeah,
it's so funny.
Hooers.
And it's Always Sunny. It's unbelievable. I love Always Sunny.
So they've literally never missed on a season. It's crazy to be running this long.
And they're
miss.
On like 20 something, right?
It's fucking crazy how far they're in.
Right.
So one for It's Always Sunny, Clemmer.
This sucks. So I know. So It's Always Sunny to me is a top five all time sitcom. I love It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. It is hysterical. It's very funny. I'm guessing it's probably going to go on a long run here. The idea that we're Cheers get knocked out here, kind of the first round, is a real shame. But I'm going to go with Cheers, and I know it's going to lose.
One for Cheers, Chief.
I got to go Always Sunny. They, like you guys were saying, it hasn't missed in 20 years. It kind of has like that Seinfeld vibe where every episode is like completely unique unto itself, and how they continually come up, and even they can like regurgitate or reuse some of the same themes, like the gun control thing. Mm-hmm. And they just somehow, even though it's like not, they're not repeating jokes, they're repeating the storyline. It's still like that second time they do it, it's still just as funny or funnier. Like it's a perfect, perfect sitcom to me.
Mm-hmm. It was funny. I remember we interviewed Matt Shackman, who like directed, I think like 4 or 5 seasons of it or something in the middle. And he was saying how like he, you know, the Charlie McDennis episode with the board game.
Yep.
Like that episode was like a throwaway episode because they had no more money left in their budget because they spent it all on doing other shit. And like, we just needed to fill time with an episode. And it was like the funniest episode of television for like the entire year. That's how good that show is. That the throwaway episode could be
the
that
trial.
Funny.
The trial about the spilled milk in the car is like one of my favorite episodes of TV ever. I think it's an incredible show.
Mac and Dennis in the Suburbs. Just like all time funny shit, dude. It's great.
Yeah,
Quigg just tweeted a picture of Mincy taking a phone call in the middle of the street. So I hope he's okay.
Maybe it's
really
the doctor.
Sick. Yeah, prayers for Mincy. Hashtag
prayers up for Mincy. Nikki Smokes.
I'm gonna go with Always Sunny. I mean, you guys pretty much hit everything on the head. I'm probably the most unqualified person to be talking about any TV show or sitcom, but I haven't seen Cheers, so I'm just gonna go with Always
Cheers
Sunny.
Cheers is before my time, even.
Yeah, it's before everyone here but Clarence. Yeah.
It came out in '91, right?
Dave.
Or ended in '91.
It sounds about right.
Cheers, so like, 93.
Like Ball said, I over the last handful of years recently started Always Sunny. I don't think I've ever laughed harder in my entire life than when whose dad got released from prison?
Max.
Max's dad got released from prison and they tried to stage their own suicide, and when they drove the car into that brick wall, it was probably the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
It's always D's car that they fuck up too.
Always Sweet D, yeah. There was one other scene where I knew this was my TV show. And the first few episodes or seasons rather, it's like very, I'm like, how did they get away with
the underage drinking bar?
The first episode is the gang gets racist.
So they're talking, it's just flat out racist, yeah.
Yeah.
But they're talking, the bar's struggling, they're figuring out how to like, you know, improve revenue, and they're like, all right, what if we start letting underagers in? And they're like, oh, I can't do that, but what if we take their keys? Mm-hmm. What if we limit them to 2 drinks? And they're like rationalizing why they should do it. The next scene, it's not like an 18 or 19 year old. It's legitimately, he's a little black kid that's like 10 years old.
He's
grabbing 4 pints of beer off the bar, just like any of us would, to bring to the fellas, and he throws them down on the. It's perfect TV. Yeah.
Is that the same episode TV. When Charlie, like, they treat like a prom and Charlie?
Yeah,
gets
yeah, yeah.
And Charlie gets mad when the girl leaves him for like her high school boyfriend.
Her actual high school boyfriend.
It's. I haven't finished the last few seasons yet.
Neither have I, but...
But it might be the funniest TV I've ever seen.
I've also don't think I've ever seen an episode live.
I've never had.
I mean, also, just this just popped in my head, too. One of the funniest things ever is Frank Reynolds' Little Angels.
Oh, yeah.
It's all like bloody and extra creepy looking.
Dude, sneaky, very funny thing is Dee's impressions. Every time she has to do an impression, it being like exceedingly racist. Like when they're like, they ask Dennis,
Barack Obama.
Dennis does like the CCH pounder, and it's like amazing. And she's like, okay, I'll do Barack Obama. What's up with Congress, y'all? And they're like, that's nothing like Obama. It's so fucking
it's
funny.
So good.
So you're doing something that I hate. You're doing Curb and Sunny right now.
I mean, they're
I feel
easy
like you got
to
power
do.
Through though. You got to finish one and then after the next.
You can
with those two. You can
hop.
Yeah, you can hop
because you can pick up an episode in season 8 and go back to season 2 and go. Yeah. You know, like it's the same as Seinfeld. Whatever is on TBS when you're scrolling through the
channels. I've never watched Seinfeld on a streaming... I've never watched Seinfeld other than when it's on TBS or Fox or whatever station. I've never watched it on anything other than cable TV.
See, I've only seen it on Netflix.
Well,
The Office?
That's very millennial of you.
Yeah.
Seinfeld. Mm-hmm. Great show.
Gen Z.
Great show.
Eddie, I'm assuming you're going Always Sunny.
Clemmer. I'm going with Clemmer. I'm going Cheers, baby.
Wow.
Let's go.
Did you watch Always Sunny?
Norm, no.
It's
Always Sunny is fantastic. This is not like me picking Cheers. It's Always Sunny is brilliant.
Yeah.
Cheers has just got the. It's not that Cheers is Always Sunny.
Cheers, low key though, like it holds up. That's still good.
No,
like,
it does.
If you watch Cheers, like people will enjoy it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that's on Netflix now too, right?
I believe it is.
It was. Right. I know it was. I got the DVD. Well, I have a whole physical media rant. I'll save it for another. For later on in the back.
Bigger guy in Cheers. That was Postman, right?
Because Cliff is the postman to know-it-all, and then Norm is like his buddy who just
the barn drinks. Either way, it's Always Sunny is going to move on. Before we get into our playoffs, let's hear from ZocDoc. I just used ZocDoc to do all of my annuals. All of them got set up. Got like a triple teeth cleaning, which was not fun because I had not done the dentist since COVID, which was don't do that. Don't wait that many years. It's pain. We all know that there are things in life that you have to compromise on, but when it comes to your health, there is no compromise. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find a doctor you want, you can book them immediately, so no more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. And all these doctors have verified reviews from actual real patients. We're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists. You can filter your specifically for ones that take your insurance, which is awesome, by the way, and you just take a picture of your insurance card. They do it for you. They're located near you and treat basically any condition you're searching for. Typical wait time is 24 to 74 hours. That's it. And you can score same-day appointments, too, which is great. Again, just use them for all my annuals and dentist and all that shit. It was awesome. Go to ZocDoc.com/lights and download the ZocDoc app for free. And find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/lights. ZocDoc.com/lights. All right, playoff time. First matchup, Curb Your Enthusiasm versus Friends. Woof.
Ooh.
Eddie.
I mean, it's not that hard for me. I'm sure it's a lot harder for you guys, but I'm going to go with Curb.
One for Kirby. Did you not watch a lot of Friends? I forget.
No, not really.
Or Curb, right?
No.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm useless. I don't know what to say.
Can you, Glennie,
Ken Jack was in a bind. I'm like, sure.
Can you tell? Am I correctly? I think Phoebe has a string of crazy. Or they all have crazy hot boyfriends, right? Like actors that went on, like Paul Rudd and like Brad Pitt and shit.
Brad Pitt was a fat guy in high school that made an I Hate Rachel club with Ross to hate Rachel. Never dated Rachel. Phoebe, she doesn't really have that many boyfriends in the show. She dated Michael Rapaport.
I do remember that. Yeah. He was a cop, right?
She marries Paul Rudd.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I'm trying to think off the top of my head her boyfriend. She dated Hank Azaria, was her like main love interest in like season two, and then he comes back when she's going to marry Paul Rudd. So
I feel like there's a lot of guests. Julia Roberts was in
Julia Roberts episode.
Well, yeah, because Matthew Perry and her were dating.
Yeah, she was in an episode of Matthew Perry. She was like mean to Matt. She was mean to Chandler as when they were kids, and then she saw him in person and like brought him. Started dating, brought him to a restaurant, made him start to have sex in the bathroom, and then she left him naked in the bathroom. So there's a bunch
this
of...
This guest list is fucking
Robin
crazy.
Williams episode. Yeah, there's a bunch of...
Reese Witherspoon, Ben Stiller, Charlie Sheen, Billy Crystal.
Charlie Sheen, yeah, he dated Phoebe in an episode. I forgot about that. He was like a Navy pilot, like a Navy guy that was home. Bruce Willis dated Rachel.
Brooke Shields, Christina Applegate, Winona Ryder.
A Joey fan. Winona Ryder dated... Who did Winona Ryder date?
Sean.
Oh, she was fucking. She had made out with Rachel in college.
Gary Oldman was in episodes of this.
Gary Oldman was a Joey was on a World War One movie, and Gary Oldman was his like was a screen partner. But he played a different guy.
Okay.
He got fucked up one day, and he made Joey late for Monica and Chandler's wedding.
John Lovitz, Danny DeVito, Penn.
DeVito plays a stripper in season 9.
Charlton Heston was in an episode of Friends.
The fuck was happening?
It was the biggest comic on TV.
I know, but still, it's just crazy to see that. That guest list is.
They had a Super Bowl episode that had like massive stars in it.
That's nuts. Dave, Curb or Friends?
Curb all day.
Curb all day. Nikki Smokes, you haven't seen either of these yet.
I've seen Friends. I love Friends. There's probably two shows that I've seen where after I finished watching them, I felt a piece of me die inside, and that's Friends and The Office. I just think Friends' this concept is perfect. It's just a bunch of, like, you're just living with your best friends, chilling in a coffee shop. It's got to be Friends. I love Friends. Big
one for Friends. Chief?
Curb. Curb, this is like a runaway. This is like when, like, the 8 seed sneaks through and then the UConn beats them by 40.
Mm. Clemmer?
Couldn't agree more with Chief. Yeah. It's Curb.
Glennie?
I know it's Devin. I'm going Friends. Friends is a special place in my heart. I do think I often say this a lot about just different shows and even movies. I do think best and funniest is a different thing.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Curb is funnier than Friends, but I think Friends is a better show.
That's fine. I
got to say before, I love how Friends is, there's storylines throughout the 10 seasons.
Sure.
And I also really do find Friends funny. Like, I think Joey is right up my alley of humor. It's very dumb humor.
And I think Chandler. That Chandler was like one of the first, like the sarcasm humor guy. I feel like it really took off.
Like just Joey's dumb. Like one of my, I always say one of my favorite Joey moments of all time. Monica lies to Chandler, and Chandler has that she had to have a bachelorette party. So then she gives Chandler a fake bachelor party, and she's like, "All right, I'm going to give you a. We're going to call you stripper. It's going to be a fake bachelor party." And Chandler tells Ross and Joey, "Do not cancel plans for this fake bachelor party." And then you just hear Joey on the phone, "Sorry, baby, I got to cancel plans tonight." That's so funny. Just such stupid humor. That's right up my alley. So I'm going to stick with Friends. It's probably my favorite show ever.
You know, Curb's going to move on. Now we have Seinfeld versus Parks and Rec. I don't even know if you have to vote on this, but
yeah,
Seinfeld, Chief.
Yep.
Seinfeld.
I don't even know. Yeah, that's one where that's. But now we have Seinfeld versus Curb Your Enthusiasm. So.
This is exciting.
This is the father and son going at it.
Yeah, exactly. So it's very interesting. This is Seinfeld versus Curb Your Enthusiasm. You're up first, Eddie.
Can someone, like, make some arguments and I could make a judgment call here?
Oh, yeah. You're not
there's
sure.
No way Curb Your Enthusiasm exists without Seinfeld.
That's the argument right there. Seinfeld walked so Curb could run.
Yes. But Curb is running.
But Curb also has easier Curb like the bumpers when you're bowling. It's easier because you don't have to worry about sensors. Like Seinfeld had to do it on NBC. Like,
I don't think that they should get difficulty. Points for that.
Yeah, I don't think you get proactive points.
It's so much harder. You had to be so much more clever and more subversive.
I got a dumb question.
They had
question.
An episode about masturbation. They never said the word masturbation.
As a contest.
Yeah, that is true. That was great.
Yeah. Mm.
Are you master of your own domain?
I like they did an episode describing their own show and like pitching it to a network in one of the episodes.
A whole season.
It's a show about nothing. And like that's what it
everything.
Is. But
that's what Curb is too though. It's nothing. There's no plot.
All right, so I might have this off, but like there was a script for Seinfeld?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You can Google the scripts. Yes.
Okay.
Jerry, how it worked was every weekend, Jerry and Larry David lock themselves in a room for 48 hours and write the scripts.
Okay.
That's every weekend crazy. It was.
So, Clemmer, does Curb get points for not having a script?
No, I don't think so. I think Larry David's so brilliant. I'll say Curb. Seinfeld has some great characters. Frank Costanza. I will give Curb the edge, having more like funnier like extra characters like Funkhauser, Richard Lewis. We haven't mentioned some of the.
There's so many, but Newman.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I mean.
And we haven't even mentioned Kramer. I mean, obviously he's not a side character. Right, Kramer.
Yeah.
Wait, Kramer is also one of the funniest
script.
No.
Crazy Joe DiVola.
Haven't even mentioned George.
Crazy Joe yeah.
Oh God, it's Crazy Joe DiVola.
Yeah, but there's also these in Curb too, like even like a Mocha Joe, or even like Michael Richards' episode of Curb is so fucking funny. It's like hysterical.
It's very funny, but it's all like I said, kind of like saying
even like Julius Dreyfus and what's his name, Alexander, and like all of them, like their episodes of Curb are hysterical too.
Don't they say though that every issue in Seinfeld now would be fine because of their cell phones?
Well, they were always kind of rolling. But, like, I don't know if this happens in Curb yet, but what I appreciate about Seinfeld, especially in the later seasons, is they would satirize. Satirize? I know what I'm trying to say. I don't know if I'm saying it correctly. Different things going on in the world. So
yes.
OJ Simpson's hot in the news right now. How they did that, like the Zapruder film with Keith Hernandez.
Yeah.
It was brilliantly written. Brilliantly written.
Nice game, pretty boy. To answer your question, Curb does that as well.
Not as well
as Seinfeld. I don't think.
Mean the whole Black family.
The Katrina stuff. That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the characters are still so funny in both shows. I feel like it's almost a wash. And I know it's hard to say that when you're like, oh,
there's a second spitter.
There's so many fucking funny characters. Even like Susie Green alone, I think, is one of the funniest sitcom characters.
I was told this Leon Cat, who I haven't been introduced to yet, is basically the Kramer of
JB Smooth. Oh, yeah.
Can I make one more point for Seinfeld that we've talked about in the show so far? Is that importance in culture? Seinfeld was so much bigger in culture than Curb ever was.
But that's also a network thing.
I understand, but that's still a fact. Like before Friends, Seinfeld was the biggest comedy.
But I feel
on
like
television.
If we're going to give Seinfeld points for having to work within the confines of a network, we also have to give it like an overdue credit for it being on the network. Like that was the benefit of it. No,
yeah, there's nothing else to watch.
I got a dumb question.
That's just not true, though. There was other stuff. Like it is now. No,
like,
it was still
the way,
cable. You still had like other channels. It wasn't like it was like 1970 had three channels.
Clemmer, if you're watching TV now, you're up against everything that ever existed.
It's different now for sure. But I'm just saying, it's not like 1973 when you had literally three channels. You had, you still had a full array of cable.
I still think it's much harder to carve out an audience now.
Without question.
Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But also, it started before Curb did anyway. Mm-hmm. It started before streaming. But it's also just, I think the fact that it is so pervasive and it was on a premium network at a time before premium networks are more, I guess, accessible in a way.
People still quote Seinfeld today. That is amazing.
I guess, I mean, people use fucking Curb Your Enthusiasm gifts every second.
But Seinfeld came out a decade earlier. Like, this is the oldest show still on this, other than Fresh Prince, the oldest show on this bracket. And I think they debuted the same year.
Yeah. Well, either way, Eddie, how are you feeling so far?
Seinfeld.
Seinfeld, one for Seinfeld. Dave?
It's Seinfeld for me. Seinfeld's, it's part of who I am. It's part of the fabric of my being. Mickey? I steal Seinfeld jokes all the time, and the jokes that I steal are so subtle that, like, only the true diehards really get them.
I always think about subtlety when I think of White Sox Dave. Let's do tandem hand in hand. Nikki.
I'm going to go Seinfeld.
Another for Seinfeld. Chief?
This is like a Sophie's Choice moment, but I think I'm going to go Curb, and I think it was like the walk so Curb could run, and I do think like Curb is... If Seinfeld's the Wright brothers playing, this is like an F-16. Like it's that much funnier. It's like they had a platform to build upon with Seinfeld, and I do think like the I love when like the cameo people like play themselves. Like Jon Hamm in his little bits in Curb, it's later seasons, so fucking funny. So I think Curb. If I had only one show to watch for the rest of my life, I had to choose between the two. Curb is going to make me laugh harder than Seinfeld, so I'm going Curb.
That's it's so fair though, and
I love both. They're both in my top three.
Did you guys watch a finale of Curb?
Yes.
Yes.
Did they stick the landing?
Yes. Yes. I think so.
Okay. Yeah. They did not in Seinfeld.
They did not. I agree.
They
with that.
Did not.
I agree.
I think they kind of poked fun at it and got too much hate.
Fun of that too in Curb.
Yeah,
by the way,
they do. Yeah. Yeah. In the ending of Curb, they poke fun.
I can't wait
to
rifle through the rest of this. Yeah. 20 seasons I got left.
By the way, another actor that plays himself that's hysterical in Curb. Ben Stiller is so fucking good in Curb. He's great. So good in that. Yeah.
Does Jerry make it? Jerry Stiller make an appearance?
Yeah. Oh, wait, Jerry
Stiller.
I don't think so. Not that I remember.
But Jerry Seinfeld. So I think it's season 8 of Curb. They basically redo kind of the finale in a way of Seinfeld. So Julia Louis-Dreyfus, all the main characters are back. And they all have... I think they probably appeared probably like 5 or 6 times.
She's already made an appearance in an episode or two that I've watched, and I'm like through a season and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Sorry, go ahead, Dev.
Nothing.
So what's the vote now? 2-2?
Right now it's 3-1 in favor of Seinfeld.
Okay.
Clemmer?
Chief, you said if there's one show you could watch right now, you would choose Curb or watch the rest of your life. On the flip side, I'll frame it this way. If I had to have one show removed from my life, I would prefer that to be Curb. I cannot imagine Seinfeld removed from my life. I think someone said it's like a part of them, and I feel that way about Seinfeld. It's Seinfeld for me.
Seinfeld.
That was an amazing way to say it.
That was very
poetic. I can't imagine my life without Seinfeld. And I'm with you. I'm going Seinfeld. Yeah. Curb is so good. There's just some peaks of Curb that is so fucking funny. Like in high school, me and my friends, we literally all bought the shirts in season 8, the Mr. Softy episode, where they are playing softball in Central Park, and we all had those uniforms. With Yari, that's my favorite Curb episode of all time. But like when he's just yelling, I'm the Steinbrenner, I think that's so goddamn funny. And speaking of Steinbrenner, one character in Seinfeld that I think is one of the funniest characters, I don't even see him, is Larry playing Steinbrenner.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you never see his face. I'm going George. Seinfeld.
How could you trade Jay Buhner? He's got a rocket of an arm. You don't know what the hell you're doing.
Seinfeld moving into the finals. Before we get to the other half of the bracket, let's talk about this Rocket Money. Do you find any subscriptions that you forgot about or that you paid for twice and didn't realize it? I mentioned every time we do a Rocket Money ad, I found that with a Microsoft charge for Xbox Live. I hadn't had an Xbox in 3-ish years. I was paying them like $16.98, a weird number, for like 3 years. and just didn't know how to cancel. I tried calling them, couldn't figure it out, and I was just lazy to the point of not figuring it out. Rocket Money figured it out for me. It is the personal finance app that finds and cancels the unwanted subscriptions you have, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, you can have full control of your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. You can see all your subscriptions in one place. And if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money can help you cancel with just a few taps. It's great how the dashboard can show you my month's spending compared to last month, so that you can clearly see your spending habits. Plus, they'll help you create a custom budget and help you keep your spending on track. Rocket Money will even help negotiate your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They have over 5 million users and have saved over a total of $500 million since canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/lights. That's rocketmoney.com/lights. rocketmoney.com/lights.
I actually downloaded that 2 weeks ago.
I've been a Rocket Money user.
Big fan.
Yeah, it's a great app.
Yeah.
Highly recommend. Totally. Not even kidding. I use it very regularly.
Yep. Shout out to Rocket Money. All right. Other side of the bracket, The Office versus Veep. Very interesting matchup. Again, this comes down to, I think, watchability for a lot of or accessibility maybe for a lot of this, too. Glennie Balls,
Like I said, my last Office pick was really just out of respect to The Office. I have watched a few episodes of Veep. I've watched most of The Office. I have watched a few episodes of Veep, and I thought Veep was great. I'm going to go with Veep.
One for Veep?
The Office is so good, I'm taking it even though Robert California was a character. So it's
James Spader?
I think he was. Yeah, those episodes are so shitty.
I think Will Ferrell was worse than James Spader. I think
Those last two seasons are. It's like watching Patrick Ewing when he was on. What was he on?
The Magic.
On The Magic, yeah. It's just it's so sad. It's The Office for me.
One for The Office. Chief?
This is another coin flip one for me, but The Office is just such a behemoth that I feel like it would be silly to take Veep. So I'm going with The Office.
Two for The Office. Nikki Smokes?
Yeah, I mean, The Office literally had my eyes watering on, like, the last episode, so I'm going with The Office. I love that show.
Like,
more than
crying because you're sad it's over?
Yeah, and, like, Jim and Pam just finally get together, and you see Michael come back after not being there. It was just, like, it was such a beautiful moment.
I was crying those last two seasons, too.
They're making a new one.
What is wrong with you people?
Robert California.
Continue. I'll go The Office.
Office is going to win. Dave and Eddie for The Office as well. On the other side, It's Always Sunny versus The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Interesting one. Eddie?
So I've seen more Fresh Prince. Obviously, I haven't seen any Sunny, but I don't know. Would it be sacrilegious to take Sunny? I kind of feel like
if you haven't seen it, you got to go with what you've seen.
Yes.
Yeah, but I do feel like Glennie said, it's more like about what's a better show versus what's like fun. Like there
did
is
you
a,
enjoy Fresh Prince?
I enjoyed it, yes, but like I haven't seen Sunny. The way people talk about it, there's just simply no way. It's better than as a sitcom. There's no way as far as funniness factor.
All right, so we're gonna give you one for It's Always Sunny then, Dave.
Yeah. Always Sunny.
Another for It's Always Sunny?
I think that if I took the nostalgia, because I grew up watching, like, sprinting home from school, watching Simpsons, Seinfeld, whatever else, Malcolm in the Middle, Seinfeld's, like, part of me. Always Sunny isn't. I think, like, in a vacuum, Always Sunny is probably the funniest television show I've ever watched. So
it's one in the Chief thing where I'm like, if I had a show, I could just watch that one show for the rest of my life, it'd probably be It's Always Sunny. I could watch, like, a trillion times over.
I wouldn't disagree with that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think I've ever laughed harder than that car crashing. Like in any moment, joke, TV show, I think that's the hardest I've ever laughed.
The scream that Charlie lets out when the car hits the wall is so fucking funny, dude.
It's so good.
Nikki.
I'm going to go with Always Sunny as well.
Always Sunny. Chief.
Yeah, this is an easy one for me, so Always Sunny.
Always Sunny.
Let me get my soapbox real quick about something. So this pisses me off. So It's Always Sunny is one of the most brilliant comedies of all time, uh-huh. Right? We all agree on that. Do you know on the streaming service it's on right now, they've removed episodes? There's like 7 episodes you cannot find, including the Lethal Weapon ones. They've taken
the
those off.
Blackface ones?
And that is a damn shame. That's why people should go out and buy physical media. I can't emphasize this enough. I have Sopranos. I have a bunch of Cheers. I have a bunch of these shows on physical media because then you control it. We should not let these corporations control what we watch. This is absolute bullshit. It's not funny. It's censorship. I know you're laughing, but your favorite movie is going to be removed, your favorite thing, and then the only way you're going to be able to get it, if you don't have physical media, you're fucked.
I'm only laughing because I'm reading the It's Always Sunny Reddit, which just said that they reversed that. and they just put them back on pretty recently.
That's fine. But to prove that they did it in the first place is bullshit, and they'll do it again. And
I agree, Clemmer. Preach, Clemmer. Preach, Clemmer.
If you truly love something, go get physical media because it's the only way you can truly control it. If you believe corporations have our good intentions and consider art to be sacred and real, you are misguided. Corporations are evil, and it is such bullshit. It's Always Sunny is a very important show because it's so funny and so brilliant, and it should be... How dare they take that off?
I totally agree, Clemmer. I'm going to say that's another one for It's Always Sunny.
I think that should... Clip that out.
Yeah. It's all possible. That's tough enough, though. They're not going to be able to do that anymore soon either, so...
Yeah. I think the only one I have is Everybody Loves Raymond. I don't know why, but I just love that show.
They're stopping physical media, so...
Are they? Mm-hmm.
They're trying. Best Buy just removed all the DVDs from their shelves. I am furious. I buy a physical media every single week. I buy a different movie that I care about.
Hell yeah.
Because I'll have that, and yeah, I got 40 more years left in this fucking planet, and then I'm dead, but as long as I have my shit for the next 40 years, it's all I care about. I do not trust these companies.
Fair enough. Glennie, tough to follow that one up.
I'm going to go with Fresh Prince after that. No,
it's Always Sunny. He's going to move
They've
on.
They've removed a couple episodes of Fresh Prince, too.
Have they really?
No, I'm joking.
I was going to say, I don't even know which ones they would do. Yeah. What do you call it? Will does whiteface. As it refers to the ones where they did blackface, and It's Always Sunny. It's Always Sunny versus The Office to go into the finals. Tough one. Lenny?
Tough one for you, easy for me. Always Sunny by far. I really do feel like I owe an Office rewatch just to maybe watch it again. I feel like I've formed a lot in 9 years since the last time I watched it. Mm-hmm. But we've been saying Always Sunny is so goddamn funny. It's Always Sunny by a billion.
I think It's Always Sunny should have the zealot fan base that The Office has. Like the way people talk about The Office is the way they should talk about It's Always Sunny. At least in my opinion. Clemmer?
Yeah, this is. I guess we're just in that. What are the final four right now?
Yeah,
yeah. So I mean, all these shows are gonna be great. I feel bad for picking against The Office, but I have to go. It's Always Sunny here. But man, like, there's no wrong answer here. It's like William Hayes or Mickey Mantle. Like,
also, two Pennsylvania shows.
That's
a good one. Pennsylvania. There you go. How about that? Hey.
Great sitcom state, I guess. Chief.
Yeah, I don't know. This is probably an unpopular position, but when I'm scrolling through. I am never, like, even if it's cable or whatever, I never stop on The Office. And I love The Office, but I feel like in terms of things that I want to rewatch, I will rewatch episodes of Always Sunny 4 or 5 times. Like, mm-hmm. And, like, laugh just as hard every single time. I don't quite, for whatever reason, it's probably a personal thing, don't feel that way about The Office. Like, I've seen it. I enjoyed it. I'd never go back to it. So this one was an easy one for me, too. I think Always Sunny is a step above.
Oh, and not to keep harping on blooper reels, but It's Always Sunny, some of the funniest blooper reels I've ever watched. Holy shit, they're so good. Nikki?
I'm going to go with The Office just because I've seen it more. But just based off what you guys have said about It's Always Sunny, Nikki, I feel like I need to watch it through and through.
It's your show. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't watched it through and through. Like, I've picked certain episodes based on, you know, people telling me, hey, watch this episode, and I've seen it. It is hysterical, so I do need to watch it from episode 1 to whatever the fuck they finish at, but just out of my love for The Office, I'll go to The Office.
The gang set Sweet D on fire. I just remembered the one where, like, they're, what do you call it? It's like the news crew or whatever, and they just keep setting her on fire to the story. So another one for It's Always Sunny from White Sox Dave. Eddie.
Office.
Yeah.
Damn.
One for The Office. Sorry, Eddie or Dave, you're saying?
It was always originally, or it's always been on FX no matter what, right? It never switched.
Yeah.
When they started a new network, FXX, they put it on there. I don't know if it's still on there or what.
The story like the first season had just awful ratings and they're like worried it's going to get canceled? And they're like, no, we're not canceling. In fact, we're going to get you guys an A-lister to like compliment what we love about what you guys are doing. And that's when they went and got Frank, I guess.
I think they didn't want Danny DeVito either when they first suggested it, and then they met him and like, oh, this guy rocks.
Yeah,
like,
I think his kids were a fan, they said.
That was it.
But, I believe, if I recall correctly, when they did FXX, they made The League on there as well.
Mm.
And then now I think it's only on, I don't think, was it on TV this year? I think it's only on streaming now.
Maybe, I'm not sure.
I think it was only on streaming. Don't quote me on that, but I think it was.
And by the way, just to throw some flowers, like, everyone knows, like HBO is like the best, like, kind of purveyor of television, but FX is right there. FX has some of the best shows out of any of the carriers you're going to find.
What else we got?
Buddy, I'm about to go show you.
What was that spy show?
The Americans.
The Americans. The first season of the Americans was very fucking good. Outstanding television. Was
Psych on FX?
Psych was TBS.
And
I think
girl was so hot.
I think Sons was FX, right?
Sons was FX. Yeah, yeah. I want to go through the full list so I don't forget anything. The Americans, The Shield was FX. Great show.
That was their first one, right? That and Nip Tuck were like their first ones.
Atlanta, great show. Justified, great show. It's Always Sunny, like we were just talking about. Let's go down a little. What We Do in the Shadows is hysterical. The Bear, obviously crushing
it. The Bear is fantastic.
Shogun has been crushing it. Overrated American Crime show. Story. Yeah, Fargo.
I've never watched a single second of The
American Horror Story.
Mm-hmm. I just finished season one of American Horror Story.
Fargo, amazing show.
Fargo's good.
Let's keep going down. Wow, they have a lot of different Justified spin-offs. Archer was on FX.
Fire. Best.
Justified was a good show. That's with Timothy Olyphant.
Yes, sir. I believe.
Yeah, Baskets, that was a good show.
Baskets was FX. Sons, like,
oh, Louis was on FX?
Louis, I worked on Louis. Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, I was a grip on Louis.
How did you like when watching him masturbate?
I didn't do that episode. Okay. I did the Robin Williams episode and a Chris Rock episode.
Okay.
didn't have to watch him jerk off.
Oh, wait, hold on. What do you mean you did?
I was a grip. Like I was like, you work on like the crew.
So
I was
he.
On the crew.
Oh, yeah, so you were holding also, like a big boom mic or something?
You had to be way higher qualified to do that. I was just like putting shit up on walls and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
All crap.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it was cool. We met Robin Williams at Forum Cemetery like a month before he died or something. It was really bizarro.
Nice guy.
Yeah, really weird. Well, yeah, super nice. Very hard to recognize it was him because he had this big ass beard and stuff. It was weird. Either way, It's Always Sunny. Moving on. And again, shout out to FX. One of the crazy good network. Oh, and also I almost forgot the Great, which is a very good show.
The what?
The Great is also on.
I've never seen.
FX.
I don't know what this is.
Or maybe like that was Hulu. So It's Always Sunny versus Seinfeld.
Is this the finals?
This is the finals. What is the best sitcom of all time? It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia or Seinfeld? This is, I think,
very both have three guys and a
girl.
Right? Like
primarily,
yes.
Always Sunny definitely pulled a lot of their style from Seinfeld.
Yes,
definitely.
Let's start with you, Eddie. It's Always Sunny or Seinfeld?
I'm gonna go with. I'm trying to look around the
room.
He's
never watched either.
Think about who I know is gonna go with where.
Can we do that? Can we have him guess?
Guess as in
like what we're
going to guess where? Okay, yeah. No,
I'm going to guess Sunny because I think it'll need the vote to make it interesting, and I'm going to get the hell out of your guys' way with my Tony Snell like performance. So
0.0 rebounds. This is so. I'm going to go Seinfeld, but. Like to Balls's point earlier, like Seinfeld's a part of me, and it's I think maybe a better show, but not funnier. Obviously, the peaks of, I mean, they canceled shows, literally canceled episodes because of how racy and whatever it got. It, oh man, this is fucking so hard.
Really hard.
I'm going Seinfeld because I grew up with it, and nostalgia plays for me. But this is like an impossible question.
We're 1-1 right now. Nikki?
I'm going to go Seinfeld as well. I just seen more of it.
Seen more of it? You would love It's Always Sunny. Like they were saying, they were dead on. You would love
like
it.
Once we're done here, I'm going home and I'm just watching it.
Start it. Just start it.
The Gang Gets Racist is the first one, right? Where like they hire the guy to like help promote the bar to black people, I think.
That was like the second or third episode.
Okay.
The Gang and that's goes where, America like, all over your asses. Like there's so... Is it my turn?
Yeah.
I think I'm going Sunny. They have more longevity. I think that should matter. Maybe not in episodes, actually, but for seasons. Just like the way that they completely...
It's closer than you think.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, because like the Seinfeld had 22, 23 episodes a season where Sunny has like 10, 12.
Yeah, also Jerry could have still been making seasons right now if he wanted to.
Yeah.
I think It's Always Sunny, though, has more episodes now, though. It's been on for so long.
Yeah, and I feel like, they're 10 to... I think they might have some seasons with as many as 16 episodes, too. And, just the way they over time, they just completely change the Matt character. You know, they make him jacked. They make him fat. They make him gay. They make him, they have all these, like, ridiculous avenues that they go down, and it still... crushes and kills and works. Like you're not like attached to the character. Like if Kramer somehow came in and was like, "No, Kramer's gay now," it like you'd be like, oh, like that's a weird move. But Mac, when they make Matt gay, they're like, all right, whatever. Like he's gay, you know. And it's just like, and it's like another funny little like rabbit hole storyline that they go for a few seasons, and so.
We haven't even talked about the waitress storyline.
Oh, my God.
I mean, the, yeah.
So good.
It's,
which is his real-life wife, too.
I know. Yeah. That's the funniest part about it. Yeah. It's like they're actually in love, but he's just trying to connive and weasel his way into her pants for... And
not
she
even
always
connive and weasel, just straight-up stalk.
And they never even give her a name. She's just a waitress.
And then they all fuck her.
Everyone fucked her except for Charlie.
Yeah. Charlie Day's real wife.
Yeah, it's real. Dude, it's crazy.
So all the and then like just the way that Dennis does rage funnier on TV than anybody I've ever seen. Like there's so many like little intricacies for all the characters that just they're all like perfect. They work together great. So I'm going Always Sunny. It like breaks my heart a little bit, but have to choose. I'm going Always Sunny.
I forgot the whole storyline about Mac having sex with the transsexual and like thinking it's not gay and then trying to break up the gay marriage of her when she gets married to the other guy. That's so fucking funny,
is it,
dude.
Is it post-op?
Well,
So you had sex with a pre-op and he had sex with a post-op. So that makes you gay, Mac. And he's
no, you don't get it. And Smokes are sitting here like, what the fuck?
I can't wait to just go home and watch
it. He's fucking crying. It's so funny. Good, it's so good.
Oh, and I forget which I think this was the serial episode. Right? It was where they prove that God is real.
That's
right?
The trial.
Where,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is the trial.
I saw
right?
that on TikTok, and I was like, "Wow, this show has to be great." Because people like
science
use that as, like,
is a liar sometimes.
Yeah. It's so funny.
Made everyone
good.
Else on Earth look like a little bitch.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie. That did convince me that like scientists are the devil and lie.
Well, you believe a bunch of people in a book that you've never actually met in real life.
Right.
And it's just so good. Clemmer.
So the Night Man Cometh episode of It's Always Sunny.
Oh, God, it's so good.
The last 5 minutes of that episode, I think, might be the greatest 5 minutes of any sitcom ever. Having said that, Seinfeld is the greatest sitcom of all time. You asked me to make this list. There's no question what to do. Seinfeld was there. Seinfeld is, like I said a number of times, it's like you guys said, it's I can't imagine life without it.
Mm.
Seinfeld. But It's Always Sunny is brilliant.
So it's 3-2 right now in favor of Seinfeld. Glennie Balls.
Yeah, it's gonna be 4-2.
4-2. Seinfeld.
I mean, I do really love Always Sunny. Once again, I think we're back here again. Is Always Sunny probably a funnier show? If you watch the whole shows, you maybe gonna count your laughs. You're gonna laugh more at Always Sunny, probably. But they could curse and get a little more racy. Seinfeld. I mean, as soon as you said today, whatever. What's the topic? Sitcoms.
Yeah.
You know, flesh in my head. That photo of all four of them, like, jumping out. That's the first thing that flashed in my head. It's Seinfeld. It's hard. It's impossible to top.
Dude, Rickety Cricket, though.
It's like, oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, one of the all-time great TV characters. Yeah. Like, the comedy.
So there is, in that season 8 of Curb, where they redo it, and I think, like, George quits the project that they're working on, and Larry's like, well, I'll just play George. It's based on me anyways. He goes, no. She's an icon. He's an icon. He's an icon. I'm an icon. You're nobody. So that even in itself, I'm still Always Sunny, but that thing where like those four together and they're all like, it's called Seinfeld, but in my head, they're all like equal part iconic actors for that show. So it's, I don't know. This is a coin flip.
I mean, we just said 1,000 things about Always Sunny. We could say 1,000 things about Seinfeld.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, we even mentioned George's mom is so goddamn funny.
George's dad,
it's all Putty. We didn't mention Putty. Like, there's just so much. There's so
Latvian
much.
Orthodox
shrinkage, like, dude, so many like iconic moments in Seinfeld too. But man, there's just everyone from Seinfeld cast, like for the most part, they all. Like still maintain themselves as pretty famous with the exception of like Laugh Factory doesn't happen. Michael Richards may be up there still too, but they all kind of went on and still did really good things.
Didn't they bring him back and like make fun
it's
of him?
Like
and
you
curb
discovered
for that?
In Curbed, yeah, it was very funny.
By accident.
Uncurbed, it was very funny the way they addressed it too.
Yeah,
very good episode. Yep. But the winner of episode the bracket episode 123 best sitcom ever is Seinfeld. I feel like it's very chalky, but I do think that we made the right choice going through these. I think we did as good as we could. But if you didn't get your sitcom mentioned or whatever, apologies. There was some we wanted to mention, like Granted for Life. I love Granted for
Jack,
Life.
Can you grade our performance starting with Eddie? Go.
Eddie. I think he might be on the cut list.
I texted you that too.
You did. You gave me a complete prereq. You gave me a little disclaimer ahead of time. You're like, I don't know a lot about one of these. And that's totally fine. Totally fine. I appreciate you guys filling it.
What happened to your crew? Like, why did everyone know shows?
we had a tough day today, thanks to the Montana boys here and the film festival going on with you guys and pre-meet crap for that and Anus and other things.
Yeah, that's how I felt a few weeks ago. I did not know many children's sitcoms.
Yeah, a lot of the kids shows. Yeah. No, but I appreciate you guys filling in Chicago. All three, plus Nikki Smokes, are jumping in. Super. Prayers up for Mincy.
Yeah, please, I hope he's okay.
Face down right now.
I hope that phone call went all right.
Yeah.
Here you go.
We'll see you guys next week with a new topic.